Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
A literal and figurative breath of fresh air for everybody there. Jointly organized by LaSalle College of the Arts and STB, a popular arts festival called Art Walk Little India 2021 is coming back this year in a hybrid format for the first time, featuring both digital and on-site programs. One of those is in Little India, with this rich heritage of, as we all know, that community brings everybody together. From 22nd of January to 6th of February, it will be going on in that part of town in Little India. And joining us right now is Eunice Hanna Lim, a mural artist of Art Walk Little India. Eunice, good morning. Welcome to Money FM.
Hi. Great to have you with us. Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good. Eunice, tell us about what you're doing. Now, you have done different murals over the years in Little India. You've done Cattle Land. You've done Book a Meeting, Folding Dreams, all the way going back to 2015. Why are you involved again this year?
So this year, it was specifically because the whole theme of the artwork Little India is because it's named in spite of, just because in response to the entire pandemic, what's happening and things like that. So I think just a little bit of artwork Little India. So it's since the 2015, it has been 29 murals based off different artists throughout. And it has been like filled with murals and installations. So for me, when I'm back here, my purpose of painting street art is always to respond to the space and the location. And pandemic or not, I feel like we should always be celebrating the location and the heritage that we have, you know. So this year I've painted Folding Dreams, and it is because it's less than 5 minutes away from Mustafa, the famous 24/7 Mustafa where all of us get our needs from. And not many of us know what was that first retail item that Mustafa started out with. Do you know?
I don't. And no, I've written about it in my book, so I feel quite ashamed.
So the very, very first retail item that Mustafa started out with was a handkerchief. So back from the family business, they started out as an F&B on a roadside store. But Mustaq Ahmad just started selling the very first retail item, which is a handkerchief. And apparently it took off, you know. And that's the humble beginnings of our current 24/7 Mustafa. So I think it's, for me, when I come back and thinking of the whole theme of in spite of, I wanted to use this as a symbolism that we don't want to despise small beginnings, that even in like hardships, even the very leap of faith, you know, to take that step and, you know, let's just sell a handkerchief, you know.
Yeah.
What does it hurt, you know, and things like that. And now look where our Mustafa is.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I just want to say, for the benefit of our listeners, Eunice, you have four murals in Little India, if I'm correct, as part of this art walk through the years. You have Cattle Land 1, which you did in 2015, Cattle Land 2. All of these I've seen, by the way, 2017, Book a Meeting 2018, and Folding Dreams, your new one, in 2021. And what I wanted to ask you, the reason I wanted you to come on is because Little India, around the Serangoon Road areas and the shop houses, it is one of my favourite areas in Singapore, not least because of the food, but secondly, because of the artworks, the wonderful murals on the sides of shop houses. What is it, in your opinion, about Little India that just seems to attract artists like yourself and seems to be such an inspirational place for artists?
I think for us, it's more of that it's not really a well-visited local space, but there's so much rich culture, rich heritage, flavors, food, music. Like on the streets, you're always listening to something different. You know, like you pass a new street, oh, like there's this new like sound from this store, and there's another music that's happening at this place. And I think that it's not recognized enough. And that's why we want to celebrate it and magnify it into like a wall and into an installation where it's more experiential, because sometimes it can be hidden, you know, like you need to go, you need to walk, you need to discover, you need to read up about it. But when it is an artwork and when it's a performance and when it's an installation, like it gets magnified and the mass public gets to be educated and aware of what's happening or what's the history behind this space. So I think this is where it becomes an inspiration for all of us. Mm.
We're talking with Eunice Hannah Lim, the mural artist of Art Walk Little India. The website is Art Walk Little India SG, if anyone cares to get on that. And this is going to go until the 6th of February. This is a collaboration now with LaSalle and Singapore Tourism Board. How is that working together? I mean, they came together just to decide that this would be a good thing to do, and they got a bunch of artists together. Tell us a little bit more about the festival itself, if you wouldn't mind, Eunice.
Yeah, so there's many murals that you see in Little India as part of Art Walk, and it's a multidisciplinary festival. It happens annually every year during Art Week in Singapore. So that happens in January, the third week. So it's organized by LaSalle, and the whole purpose is to really celebrate the culture, the heritage, the stories of the Indian community and make it more accessible through the medium of art. And it is also to build relationships and hoping to engage a little bit more with the local Indian community. So like even for myself, when I've done murals in Little India, I am in touch with, you know, people on the ground that share stories. So when I painted Cattle Land at Kerbau Road along Serangoon, there was one elderly lady that comes by and said that, thank you so much for painting it. And I asked why, you know, like, I'm just doing my thing. And she said that opposite the wall when she was a little kid used to be live, real kabals, which is cattle, running freely. Just opposite that wall. And, you know, just having that imagination, that time, like going back in time and realizing that actually existed, like way before, like I painted the wall, like it was really moving. And I think all these stories needs to be heard and needs to be seen, because if not, like to us, we think like, oh yeah, this is like Kerbau Road. And what does it exactly mean? What does it exactly symbolize us? You don't really know until you hear these stories for yourself, saying that I was a little girl, but now like I'm an elderly lady, I'm sharing this story with you. This is the experience. And now you're painting the wall. Thank you so much. You know, it's great.
It is great. And as I say, I particularly like the cow murals because, as you mentioned, Kerbau, the whole area was cattle land at one time.
Yeah.
I think KK Hospital, the initials is Kerbau, isn't it? You know, so it's paying reference to that, the homage to that history of the area. And what do you hope to achieve from this exhibition? Because I believe it's a hybrid, right? It's kind of online.
Yes.
So maybe you want to explain that a little bit, that it's a hybrid. And what are you hoping to achieve from this exhibition?
So I think this is the first time that Art Walk Little India is going hybrid, offering like a mix of digital and on-site performances. So there are 10 online events, performance workshops and experience happening. It's all for free. And there are 6 new artworks within Little India that people can come by and visit. I think we hope that even regardless of what happens, like, you know, there's this like COVID-19 happening, there's like the social distancing and things like that. You know, when I went up painting the mural, I had to put my mask on, and like there were social distancing officers that come by saying that I needed to like adhere, but like great job and things like that. I hope that while we go out, we still experience something new. It wasn't like the whole circuit breaker happened and like outside it went like dead, like nothing's new is happening. You know, like now when we can start to ease and go out a little bit more, it is still a breath of fresh air. You can still see new murals, you can still see new stories, you can learn new things. Yet at the same time, in the safety, we can actually still experience like the performances and on a digital platform. So I think this is the hope, that we still have like a fresh experience with this hybrid platform happening.
Well, you have support from our listeners. AB Terrence has written in and said, murals should be brought into the HDB estate, something I could not agree with more. Remove the monotony of your typical estate. I mean, I couldn't agree more. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that I've personally done like a couple of HDBs mural as well, because I think that too many times that we do not celebrate like our own personal stories in our own homes, you know, like it has been just white walls behind me, you know, and things like that. And all these are empty canvases to help us celebrate like what is important to us, what signifies us. I know like we do have photographs that we pull up, you know, and things like that. But sometimes it's just a personal touch. That's where this is my personal opinion. Like it is a touch on the wall where you paint like a story of this family, or you paint something that's significant for this couple. And I think that if I can, I would very much like to be given more opportunities to do such murals in an intimate space like a home.
Yeah, besides the murals, there are other things happening, right? There's Bollywood Zumba, there's Monster Day tours, there are a lot of things happening. Do you know much else about some of the other events that are happening that actually people can see the murals as they're doing these other events?
Yeah. So I think some of my personal highlights that I really like about Outward Little India are the performances. So there is the Bhangra traditional dance performance, which I think happened yesterday. The video is online. You can go and have a look. Where it really like celebrates the harvest festivals, and it's really to symbolize like vibrant energy, colors, and they recorded it all down. And another thing that I actually really particularly enjoy is Master Storyteller Kamini. So she actually shares stories about the area, and she's actually going live tonight at 6:30 p.m. You know, and she's sharing two stories. One is Cattle Tales and another is Taipusam Story.
Wonderful stuff. And Eunice, I've got to put you on the spot. As an Ang Moh, I consider myself quite an expert on Little India, and as you have many artworks there yourself, I'm putting you on the spot now. What are your favourite places in and around Little India? And you can't say your own murals.
Wow, to pick something about Little India, I have no idea where to start. I must say it is the food. Like, each time I go to Little India, I have pick a different place to pick. Even though I've been to a place that has amazing like prata or biryani, you know, like I intentionally have to pick somewhere else because there's so many stores and by so many different people. I mean, if you ask me a go-to no-brainer, I would always go to Komala's Villas to eat. That's one of my favorites. But recently I've tried something that is near Mustafa. It's called Arya Bhavan.
I know it.
You know it? Yeah. So like, it's amazing. Like the food there, the Southern Indian vegetarian restaurant.
Nice.
This dish I've tried is a moist biryani with fried cauliflower. Oof, that's like...
You're making us
like, always recommend it.
You're making us hungry. Okay, stop it. We've got to leave it there, but we certainly hope everyone will get down to Little India to see this amazing, you know, annual festival, Art Walk Little India. You can get on the website to get more information, artwalklittleindia.sg. In the meantime, thank you so much to Eunice Hanna Lim, who is one of the muralists. Thanks for being with us today, and good luck.
Thank you for having me again. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.